This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Tens of thousands of people flooded the heart of the Belarus capital of Minsk on Friday in a show of anger over a brutal police crackdown this week on peaceful protesters that followed a disputed election. The demonstrations came as authorities sought to ease rising public fury by freeing at least 2,000 people who were jailed after earlier demonstrations. Factory workers marched across the city shouting, "Go away," in a call for authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko to resign after 26 years of iron-fisted rule that was extended in an election Sunday that protesters denounced as rigged. Friday's crowds grew to more than 20,000 and filled Minsk's central Independence Square. The president, alleging a foreign-backed plot to destabilize the country, has dismissed the demonstrators as criminals and unemployed. European Union ministers agreed Friday to draw up a list of targets in Belarus for a new round of sanctions in response to strongman Alexander Lukashenko's post-election crackdown. Sweden's foreign minister Ann Linde said in a tweet that the EU will now initiate a process of sanctions against those responsible for the violence, arrests, and fraud in connection with the election. Once the list is finalized, each individual or entity on it will have to be approved unanimously by member states, but officials said none of the 27 countries raised objections to the idea of sanctions. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The United States on Friday said it has seized four Iranian fuel shipments en route to Venezuela and confiscated the cargoes, disrupting a key supply line for both Tehran and Caracas as they defied U.S. sanctions. A Justice Department statement said, with the assistance of foreign partners, this seized property is now in U.S. custody, adding that the amount confiscated from four tankers was approximately 1.116 million barrels of fuel. That makes it the largest ever U.S. seizure of Iranian fuel. Washington has imposed sanctions on both countries to choke oil exports and deprive them of their main source of revenue in its bid to see the ouster of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and change the behavior of Iran's government. The Afghan government has begun releasing the last Taliban prisoners from a final batch of 400 who the militants want freed before they agree to start peace negotiations. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
80 of the militants were released on Thursday. There were disagreements over the release of the prisoners, including some accused of participating in some of the country's bloodiest attacks, which has delayed negotiations for months. President Ashraf Ghani issued a decree on Monday to release the final batch of hardcore prisoners after consulting a Grand Assembly of Community Leaders, known as a lawyer jirga. The Taliban did not immediately respond to requests for comment, but they have previously said they would sit down for peace talks with the U.S.-backed government within a week of the last prisoner's release. The Taliban agreed to power-sharing talks under the deal struck with the United States in February on withdrawal of its troops in exchange for Taliban security guarantees.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. American industry continues to regain ground lost in the coronavirus recession, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Industrial production remains well below where it was before the coronavirus pandemic struck, but the Federal Reserve reports output at factories, mines, and utilities climbed 3% in July. That followed a stronger surge in June, but remains 8.4% below its February level. A big gain in production of cars, trucks, and auto parts pushed factory output up 3.4%, while mining ticked up 0.8% after 5 months of declines. In all, industry was running at 70.6% of capacity, well below its long-term average of 79.8%. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Norton.